This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I've been working on a book of aphorisms. I'm writing my own aphorisms and collecting my favorite aphorisms written by other people. But I have to say, this project keeps expanding. Now I'm also collecting proverbs of the professions, my own secrets of adulthood, and all kinds of quirky lists on odd subjects. One of those lists contains examples of times when people have done something that, to me, shows a profound understanding of how people think and behave. For instance, I'm fascinated by the actions of companies and organizations that have taken advantage of one particular quirk of human nature. We often value things according to how much they cost us. There is a phenomenon called the IKEA effect, which gets its name from the popular Swedish store which sells furniture that people assemble themselves. Studies show that if we feel we've made or created something ourselves, we view our creation more favorably. When we work harder on something, we tend to value it more highly. This boost comes from the feeling of self-efficacy that we get from making something, and also from the fact that if we put effort into a task, we tend to believe that our work was well justified. IKEA isn't the only company to take advantage of this effect. In the 1950s, when instant cake mixes were introduced, they didn't sell very well. After the mixes were changed so that a home cook had to mix in a fresh egg, the mixes became much more popular. That wasn't the only change, but it was a factor. These days, we can see the IKEA effect on meal kit delivery services, where a subscriber gets a box of ingredients ready for assembly into a home-cooked meal. Or with shoe companies that let customers design their own sneakers by choosing colors, stitching, and other features. Parents sometimes use the IKEA effect when they ask their children to help prepare and cook food, because children are more interested in eating something, like vegetables, if they've helped to make it. We can think about the IKEA effect when creating any program, curriculum, or implementing any change. If people feel that they've made meaningful effort and contribution, they're more likely to value the outcome. It's also useful to remember that we may overvalue something because of the work we've put into it. We think that table is more valuable because we built it. We think that report is more useful because we wrote it. We often value things according to how much they cost us, whether that's in time, money, energy, or imagination. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.